Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Searches for his living soul, searches places that he don't wanna go, looks for love and for hope. He finds a world that's abandoned them both. Yeah. All the lies tell us just to set you free. What we need is that love, the love that comforts from heaven above.
Hi, I'm Kathleen McCarthy, and you're listening to What the World Needs Now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. I invite you to join me in this hour of God's healing power. Call and join us in conversation and prayer. Remember, what the world needs now is God, and God is love. Well, welcome once again to What the World Needs Now. You are listening to Kathleen McCarthy, and yes, it is me. I do have a head cold. Can't seem to kick this. But I just want to tell you today we have a very interesting guest with us. I think you'll enjoy the program, as usual. We have a young man, Tom Peterson. He's president and founder of Catholics Come Home. And he's quite a remarkable man. I've just perused his little bio, and we're going to have him on the air tonight. If you have any questions yourself, maybe you're out there listening today and maybe you've been away from the church. You know, every single day when I sign off, my words are, if you're away from the church, come on home. We're not complete without you and we miss you. That's my sign off in the evening. And if you're listening today and that happens to be true with you, we have a guest that... you could call in if you wanted to ask a question after the first half hour. If Tom would be willing to take questions, and I'll ask him that in a moment. You might have a question that you'd like to ask him. He's been there. He had a tremendous conversion himself, came back to the church, and that's what we're going to hear about today, along with all the work that he's been doing for these past 25 years. Now, Tom built his career an award-winning national corporate advertising executive. That's what he did for 25 years. But then he, his life took a radically different change of direction. After receiving an incredible and transforming spiritual conversion in 1997, while on a men's retreat from his church, soon afterward he founded Catholic Come Home. .org. In the past 3 years, Catholics Come Home has aired in 33 dioceses, helping lead over 300,000 souls home to the Catholic Church, and educating over 40 million people across the United States and abroad about God's love and plan for their lives. During Christmas 2011, Catholics Come Home launched the first ever national evangelization campaign on network primetime television across the United States, reaching nearly 250 million viewers, of which I can say myself, when I saw them, I thought they were not only perfect timing, but they were so beautifully done that they could touch the hearts of those that hopefully would look a little closer and hopefully their hearts and minds would be touched by these beautiful, what to call them, little television spots on, I know they're all over our area. It's a beautiful evangelization campaign, and they happen in prime time, which is perfect. So they're all over the United States. In the past decade, Tom has presented to the United States and Australian Conference of Catholic Bishops, at various pontifical councils at the Vatican. And Tom has his apostolate have been featured in nearly 200 media venues worldwide. Their interactive website and TV ads of EncourageProducts.org are designed to offer spiritual support for our priests, our seminarians, and our bishops. Tom knows his vocation in life is to help people through media. He encourages others to seek God's plan for their lives, to help change our world for the better. Tom and Tricia, his wife of 25 years, and their three daughters live in the suburbs of Atlanta, beautiful state. So with that, let's say hello to Tom Peterson. Hey, Tom, are you there?
I am here, and when you call me young and remarkable, I'll stay with you for the entire hour if you'll have me.
There you go, man after my own heart.
I've been a lot worse recently.
You seize the moment.
Absolutely.
Well, we're blessed to have you. Of course, obviously, this spoke to my own heart in particular, being media. I came back to the church myself, so I'm really on the same page with you, and I want to thank you publicly for not only being a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word, as the scriptures tells us.
That sounds really familiar.
That's
from today's reading.
That's exactly what it was from. And when I read your bio, I thought, well, he heard the word, but like Our Lady, he went beyond hearing it, and he acted on it. And so I just praise and thank God that there are people like you who have had that conversion. Pardon me, I have a bad head cold.
Sorry.
And you did something about it. You acted on it. So,
well, you and I know we can't take a lot of credit. It's God's grace.
Absolutely.
And the prayers of a whole lot of relatives in heaven and here. And so, you know, far be it from us to take any credit, but it has been an incredible adventure. Being on God's team and being part of God's family is irreplaceable. And I think that's something that so many people don't know, and that maybe you and I didn't know years ago.
Absolutely.
Say yes to God, your life becomes an incredible adventure. It becomes filled with love. You still have crosses. You have challenges.
Yeah.
There are many obstacles. But you do it knowing that you're on God's team and that he has a plan for you. And in the end, we know Jesus wins.
Amen.
He wins, we win.
That's right.
So there's a lot of good news to share.
Yes, there is, Tom. And I think that's what really struck my heart about interviewing you today. who doesn't want to hear good news, huh?
Oh, boy. You know, you turn on the evening news or you read the paper. It's just nothing but problems and trouble and economics and, you know, war and chaos, and this person did this to hurt somebody else, and
yeah.
Oh my glory. And I have to say, it's probably one of the things we can fast from or give up at Lent is probably the news, because number one, it's not new. It's all old stuff.
That's
repeated
right.
Over and over again. But it's never good. You know, and it kind of strips our spirit. I think if we use that time, and I'm just as guilty as the next person, instead of watching your favorite news channel, and watched, you know, went to adoration or said a rosary or chose to go to daily mass or spent time with your family or read a good, inspiring Catholic book, how much better we'd be. But it's easier said than done, but
yep.
We together can help each other to do that.
Amen. And one of the things I think, again, you mentioned, you alluded to the fact that, of course, we can take no credit because it is God's grace moving in us and through us. Even the fact that we turn to him
right. Is
grace upon grace.
Yep.
So, but my mother, you talked about relatives, my mother prayed me into the kingdom.
Amen.
And as you said, it's through many different people's prayers and their own holy hours and their own rosaries that have stood in the gap for us who have at one time or another been away.
And, you know, I think the important thing we have to remind each other and ourselves is that this is an everyday choice.
Yes.
That every time we're faced with that temptation or sin or turning our backs on God in little ways or big ways or, you know, the challenges we have to reclaim God. So it's not a one-time event, although there often are pivotal Saul Paul experiences. I certainly had one. Every day we need to accept God's gift of grace, open it up, and say, okay, Lord, what do you want from me today? Some days are easier than others, huh?
Absolutely. You know, even in the scriptures today, the blind man, I think very symbolically showing all of us that even his blindness, and many of us have spiritual blind spots in our lives, not many of us, probably all of us, but speaking for myself, I know I do. And I think the story of the blind man, that it was in stages that Jesus healed him. And I think that's the importance of a journey, that God does meet us where we're at, but loves us too much to keep us there. And so he calls us further all the time, and because he's constantly healing us, constantly bringing us into a deeper awareness of who we are called to be as children of God. And, of course, St. Catherine said it beautifully, if we are who we should be, we will set the whole world on fire.
Exactly. Yeah, I read something today, like, imagine what 10 more Mother Teresa's would do in
exactly.
the world.
Exactly. Yeah.
It would change everything. And, you know, I laugh with my spiritual director. I'm very blessed to have Bishop Sam Jacobs as my spiritual director, and he's just a man filled with joy, which is exactly what I need, because that's not necessarily a charism that comes naturally to me. But we laugh about it, and I say, you know, I said, how come I pray to do my purgatory on earth, and then when the good Lord lets me have that suffering, I complain about it.
And don't we?
I think that's human nature, huh?
Funny
when
you.
We're dealt a curveball or somebody says an unkind word, it's our human nature to feel the sting of pain and get down about it. But so many times that's for our own sanctification, our
that's
own
right.
good, to make us stronger for the journey and the battle and to help others who are in the doldrums or need a hand up. And when we've lived through that and walked that walk, we're better able to help others, aren't we?
We are indeed. And it's all about, I mean, even the blind man needed friends to tell him, to take him to Jesus.
Right.
So my program was about that yesterday, actually, about who in our lives have shown us the heart of Christ for St. Valentine's Day. And
We all have probably hundreds of relatives and
absolutely.
Friends, thousands, you know. It's some we recognize and notice in a big way, some in a small way, but, you know, we're called to be Christ to somebody every day. In fact, a pastor once told me, pray every day, every morning, try to remember to pray to lead someone closer to Christ.
That's right.
And more often than not, when I've remembered to do that, God sets up a beautiful incident on an airplane or,
yep.
you know, in some event or, you know, something, a mass or whatever, where somebody needs help. And, you know, and I grin from ear to ear afterwards saying, I'm glad I said that prayer. Holy Spirit opened the door and it was fun.
You know, you mentioned Bishop Sam Jacobs. What a wonderful man. I remember once writing to him and asking him if I could use his name when I wrote my first book, because I snuck in the back of a conference. You know, people don't realize that sometimes they look at somebody that does speak as yourself and travel the country as well as internationally, and they think, you know, you got it all together, when the truth is you might have it together one day and forget where you put it the next minute.
Well, exactly. And it's funny because I think, and this is why we started EncouragePriest.org, folks who are in the limelight doing God's work, folks who have been given, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected,
right.
Tend to get attacked more.
Absolutely.
And we've seen that with some of our heroes. You know, you look at Father Carapi, for example,
mm-hmm.
a guy who had a true conversion, but...
Yep.
You know, had some challenges recently, and I think part of the reason is the evil one loves to kick us in the teeth when we're doing God's work.
Absolutely.
So we need to have our antenna up,
mm-hmm.
to gird our loins with the, you know, the sacramental graces of the church, stay very close to Christ in the sacraments of reconciliation, Eucharist, so forth, prayer, you know, say the St. Michael prayer, which is being reinstituted
yes.
in a lot of dioceses around the country, and wisely done.
Yes.
I read a very good article by Dr. Peter Kraft. He's one of our many advisors on our advisory board. And for those of you who don't know Dr. Peter Kraft, he is a well-known Catholic author who's written, I think, 55 books, maybe 60 by now. And one of them is How to Win the Culture War. And he broke it down into three parts. You know, you have to know that there is a war going on. And it's a spiritual war, as St. Paul says. It's not about flesh and blood. It's about principalities and powers. It's a true spiritual battle. And number two, you have to know who your enemy is. It's not Protestants. It's not Muslims. It's not secular humanists. It's not lukewarm Catholics. Our enemy is the evil one and his minions. And then, you know, you have to learn how to wage that battle, how to fight the battle. Staying close to the sacramental church and prayer is the answer. And you know what? You know, if you go to daily mass and then suddenly you get out of the habit, you miss two or three days. It's so apparent to those of us who try to go every day. Our whole lives feel differently when we miss three or four days. And the attacks get bigger, and we don't resist them as much because we're lacking those sacramental graces through the Eucharist.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I see, too, that you live down in Atlanta.
I do. I live in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
We moved here from Phoenix about 7 years ago, but I'm a Midwesterner by birth, and my wife is from New England, and I've got a lot of friends in the tri-state area, and I travel a lot throughout the country, so I think living in Atlanta makes sense because there's a nice big airport here.
That's right, and it's a beautiful, Atlanta's beautiful.
It is.
I didn't have a lot of time to spend there, but I drove through Atlanta on my way down to Florida. I stopped in Atlanta. And it was very enjoyable.
We've got some nice things. We've got a lot of trees and a lot of friendly people who let you out in traffic. But the one thing that you've got where you're headquartered in the tri-state area near Florida is a lot of great food.
Oh, yes. So, yes, indeed. I want to ask you, now your wife, you have three beautiful daughters.
Yes.
Are they in school or are they out of school?
Pretty much in. Katie, our oldest, is a budding evangelist. She's known since she was 11 years old. She's 23 now that she was going to commit her life to Christ and evangelize the world. And she's completing her master's degree out at Augustine Institute in Denver. Archbishop Chaput started that school. It's an excellent, very authentically Catholic school for graduate studies in theology. And Katie is a very good, skilled speaker. She's a very good writer, writes for the Integrated Catholic Life, which is an excellent blog and a repository of a lot of Catholic authors. And she's getting married. So my first and our oldest daughter, 23, is getting married to a wonderful Catholic man in middle of April. Our middle daughter, Kimberly, is student teaching now, and she's a band director. Deep in her faith as well, and she's 21. And then our youngest is 16, and she's in high school, and she's currently being homeschooled through a Catholic homeschool program.
Oh, yeah.
And she wants to be a farmer. So I don't know where that came from growing up in Phoenix and Atlanta, but maybe because of the busyness, she wants to lead a more simple life. So we're proud of her, and she's checking out colleges.
Oh, wonderful. I know... As a parent, I have 12 children.
Oh, praise God.
I have 7 sons and 5 daughters, and Sam Jacobs met a couple of them up at Franciscan University. And
nice.
They were very impressed with his humility and his
just
the beauty and joy that just emanates out of him.
Yep.
And some of my grandchildren, most of my grandchildren are homeschooled as well.
It's awesome. Yeah, when you meet a Christ-like person, that Holy Spirit just, you know, they're filled with the Holy Spirit and it overflows onto others. And I think that's what each of us is called to do, to fight the, the lower human nature we have, to fight those family habits we have, and to die to ourselves and to, St. John said, he must increase and I must decrease. And we're all faced with that every day. Yours truly and every other, priest, famous person, radio personality, it doesn't matter.
We're
all in the same boat. We're all called
absolutely
to lead more heroic, holy lives, and we're called to be saints. Now, a lot of people say, call to be a saint, I'll never be a saint. Well, that's because you're selling God short.
That's right.
He wants us to be saints, and it may not be the big S where you get canonized,
yeah.
But how many of us have a grandma who's a saint? I know I do.
I do.
My grandma, both of them were awesome. You know, I know a lot of people who are small S saints,
yes.
Who really gave their all. And for the hand that they were dealt in life and for the position they had and where they were, grew up and lived in their community, they were Christ to that area. And I think that's what we're called to do in our little plot that God has put us in, you know, be it in Delaware or in somewhere overseas, it doesn't matter. God calls us to be Christ to the neighbors, friends, relatives, coworkers, family around us, as best we can. And staying close to the church and the sacraments is certainly
it's key.
The best way to do that.
Yep, absolutely key. I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, because of my own conversion 40 years ago, changed my whole life around.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought maybe if there's somebody out there listening today, maybe they feel, you know, they're away from the church, they've been away so long, you know, just the thoughts of, going back to confession and so forth and so on. And they don't realize that that's Satan's greatest tool against them.
Yeah. Confession is freeing. It's actually...
Absolutely.
It's like a get-out-of-jail-for-free card. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, so many of us are scared of reconciliation. That's a better word for it, but we know it as confession.
Right.
Man, you get rid of that, you know, million pounds on your back, and you're free. And you'll never feel so good, you'll never feel so loved in your life as when... You know, the priest in the person of Christ says, you are absolved, you are forgiven.
Mm.
And that, you know, that those rocks get unloaded from your back and you feel like a new human being.
Yeah.
I highly, highly encourage it. It's like a 5-minute retreat where the Lord of the universe gives you a big hug and says, you're new again, you're clean.
Yeah.
You get a do-over. And praise God that we serve a God of do-overs, huh?
A God of second chances, third chances, fourth chances.
A million chances.
Yeah.
But we've got to show up. He's
willing
to forgive us. The prodigal father's waiting there to love us. We just need to drive down to the church and show up in the confessional. And, you know, you're not going to get yelled at. Oh, my gosh, there's nothing we could say that the priest hasn't heard a million times.
Exactly. And they go to, that's the beauty, and I hit this all the time on my own program in the Personae Christi. You're not telling your sins to another person. You're telling them to Christ through the priest.
Yep.
And it's, he never says, I absolve you in the name of Father Jabaz.
Right.
He says, I absolve you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He absolves us in the name of Jesus Christ.
And Jesus Christ gave him the authority
exactly.
when he gave it to Peter. And it's very scriptural in a couple different places in Holy Scripture saying that he gave the authority, the teaching authority, and the authority to forgive, bind, and loose sins.
That's right.
Through the apostolic succession and the priesthood. So it's very well documented for maybe we have some Protestant brothers or sisters listening or evangelicals. It's very scriptural. It always has been. It's what the church has always done. But it's so freeing. And when you, and you know, God created us. He knows how we are as human beings. When we hear that we're forgiven, and we get that, you know, that absolution, there's something in our psychology, the way God wired us, where we feel better. Like, you know, if you drive in your car and say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry for this. Do you forgive me? Yeah, he can forgive us, especially if it's a little venial sin and all that. But, gosh, it feels so good. And the sacramental graces that come from the sacrament of reconciliation, again, there's no second best.
No second
way to
best.
Go.
And let me ask you a little bit for yourself. You were away from, apparently, you had a tremendous conversion. For our listeners today, you're a beautiful show and tell. I was in Texas in the summer, and I was telling the people down there, I said, I am a show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
God touches our lives to witness. It's nothing that we do,
No.
You know, it's Christ's initiation from him to us. It's great.
Yeah, when you and I get prideful and we try to take more credit, boy, we learn really fast.
Oh, yes.
We're all thumbs without him. We can't tie our shoes without him. It just doesn't work.
Exactly.
But you're on your way to sainthood going to Texas in the middle of summer. So
there you go. There was my purgatory.
My hat's off to you for that. God has a wonderful plan for each of us.
Yeah.
He really does. You know, we were created to know, love, and serve God in this life and in the next and be happy with him forever in heaven. And when we dial into the vocational calling he has for us, when we open ourselves up and say, Lord, I get it. You're God and I'm not. What do you want me to do with my life?
Mm.
We become filled and overjoyed knowing and being in relationship with Jesus and knowing that our Father in heaven loves us, knowing that the Holy Spirit is guiding our steps. It's just, and that's why we get so excited about it.
Yeah.
And I would say for your listeners, if you don't have that relationship with Christ, then go back to the well and dip back in.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that is, again, through the sacramental graces that come through, first, reconciliation, confession, secondly, through the Eucharist, and then prayer. You know, the number one commandment God gave us is to love him with all of our hearts, minds, souls, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. If we can just focus on that, I guarantee you you're going to be in a position to receive grace. You can't earn it, but when you start taking a step toward God like the prodigal son, Father comes running toward us.
Yeah.
It's just that's the way God works.
And the good news is the scriptures tell us that he always had his eye. He was always looking, wasn't he?
Yeah, he never abandoned us. We say, oh, I don't hear God. He doesn't answer my prayers. It's because there's so much noise in our lives. We need to turn off a lot of that chatter and that busyness. You know, when I have to be honest with you, I didn't have truly a conversion. I had more of a reversion. Truth be told, I never missed Mass. I never left the church. Although you would see me physically there on Sunday, I was absent. I was spiritually absent.
Okay.
So, you know, it didn't matter whether I put in my hour or not. I was swearing like, terribly every other minute of the day. I was driving like a maniac on the freeways in Phoenix, and I was doing things my way and living my life in a gray area, as God had taught me.
Right.
One foot in God's world, one foot in the secular world. And, you know, every day we've got to fight that, but I was really leading a very gray area life in my business career. Business people I shouldn't be dealing with, I was dealing with, you know, business deals that weren't healthy. I would look the other way sometimes. And God taught me in front of the Eucharist on a retreat back in 1997 that you've got to choose sides. Are you on God's side or are you not? Are you going to accept his grace or not? It's good and bad, right or wrong, God or not God. It's not this gray area, this mushy middle that, you know, we all tend to hang out in. And if we realize why, you know, we start thinking, why am I not happy? Why am I not fulfilled? Why does my family have all these challenges? Why, you know, there's got to be more to life than this. The answer is, there is. And the answer is a relationship with Jesus in his church, the Holy Catholic Church that he started. And when we focus on that, things get better.
Amen. The truth of the matter is, all of us have to make a decision for conversion every day of our lives. What do you say about that? Even though you made a choice at one point, something touched your heart, your mind, and your spirit at that retreat.
Yeah. Not something, I'd say someone.
Someone, absolutely.
The God of the universe in the Blessed Trinity showed me how much, you know, he loves me. And I finally had enough of a crack in my heart, and I was finally, you know, slowed down enough on that retreat and blocked out enough of the noise in my busy business career and my prideful ways of accumulating more stuff in my life, that little crack in the door was open, and he came rushing in and said, I've got a better way for you.
Amen.
Isn't that the way Jesus always worked? The woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery.
Yep.
He didn't yell and scream. He didn't point fingers. He didn't say, you believe in me or you're going to hell. He said, hey, come on over. Let me show you a better way. Let me show you the lasting water that will never end. Let me show you a way to eternal happiness. And he does that with each of us, and that's every day.
That's right.
And, I think it's important. I love your radio show. I think it's awesome what you're doing. I praise God for all those listeners out there who are tuning in either on the radio or on the Internet, because you're choosing Christ and to listen to good stuff that enriches your spiritual journey right now. And so my hat's off to you. St. Paul says, you know, I don't need to tell you this stuff. You know it already, but it's good to remind each other of
absolutely.
That. And the best thing we can do is pray for each other and help each other and be kind to others. And I think that's the number one thing we've realized, Kathleen, with Catholics Come Home.
Yeah.
90% of the people say they came back because we invited them. And
that's
I've come
it.
To the conclusion that people are basically good. We're created in the image and likeness of God. He has a wonderful plan for us, but the bad guy trips us up. He burdens us. He throws monkey wrenches in our lives, and we're just filled with, you know, like we're walking and we're just overloaded with stuff,
yeah.
Issues, problems, bitterness, you know, gosh, bad memories, hurt feelings, and the only way to get rid of that load and to feel free is to center on Christ, go to confession, stay close to the sacramental church, and never stop doing that. Going back, because it's the only way we're going to be happy in life.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, I've been involved in 40 years of healing ministry, and there's not a person that I've ever prayed with that I haven't told them that they'll receive their healing, they'll be sealed in that, to go to the sacrament of reconciliation.
Absolutely.
And that is where the healing, God not only heals us, but he gives us his life.
Yep.
His life through the Eucharist, his grace, his strength. And if you'd be willing to take some questions in the next half hour, I'm going
to
give out our phone numbers. 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call toll-free anywhere else out of the area by dialing 1-888-343-2484. 1-888-343-2484. And again, I'm talking to Tom Peterson. He's the president and founder of CatholicsComeHome.org. And we'll be talking to him a little bit later. What the world needs now, and what the world needs now is for you and I to use the gifts, the beautiful gifts that we've been given at baptism, and then to use those gifts to build up the kingdom of God. They're given to each and every one of us. We're all called. Every single baptized Catholic Christian is called through their baptism, their confirmation. And once they're called, they're sent. We're all sent into the world to make a difference, sometimes one heart at a time. And my brothers and sisters, we have somebody on the air today that knows all about that. And that's Tom Peterson. He's the president and founder of CatholicsComeHome.org. We're blessed to have him with us today. And all those commercials that you're seeing on television about coming home to the church, this is all part of his doings. And what a blessing it is. I happened to catch one the other day, we'll call it a God moment, a God incident. And as I turned and I thought, how beautiful, I saw a priest at the altar in church distributing Holy Communion. And I thought, wow. And I didn't connect that that this was Tom Peterson's Catholics Come Home .org organization that was putting this on. So I just want to tell you, Tom, how blessed I am to have you on the air today. And I want to say to our listeners today, and I'm sure you can validate this in your own life, that just as the scriptures told us today, it's a process. Day by day, moment to moment, we're called to make decisions that are Christ-centered so that we will grow more perfectly into what he's calling us to be. It's not one day, boy, we're touched at a retreat or we have an experience at Mass or a beautiful moment in front of the Blessed Sacrament or Holy Hour. They're great moments of tremendous grace, but we can be sure that we have to ourselves take the steps to assure that we are walking in the fullness of that by frequent confession, use of the sacraments, going to the source and summit of communion as often as possibly, and reading the Word of God. We all have to take those steps and make those decisions, don't we?
We do, and it's all, like we talked about in the first half hour, all gift, all grace of God. And you know what? Sometimes we have good feelings, and sometimes we experience in our human bodies that it feels good. But other times we do it out of faith.
Yes.
And more often than not, God takes the training wheels off and said, you know, happy are those who have not seen and still believe.
Yeah.
That's for our own strengthening, our own sanctification, that he does that because it keeps us stronger for the journey. And then we can help others. You know, one of the best things, I think the best ways to evangelize, people are always afraid to evangelize. And they say, Tom, you know, how can we start? We don't even know where to begin. I don't even know if I want to. I'll share with you a couple of things I've learned. Number one, when somebody has a need, a sick parent, a child who's struggling, a husband that's lost his job, stop right then and say, you know, if they haven't told you, say, how can I pray for you?
Yep.
And if they have told you, say, you know what, let's say a prayer right now. There's not anyone I've met who doesn't want a free prayer. Because, you know what, I don't care what background you come from, whether it's Catholic or not, everybody appreciates a prayer.
That's right.
And so one thing I'd like to do now is to pray for you, Kathleen, because you're not feeling well, and you have to do a radio ministry worldwide.
Thank you.
So I want the listeners to join with me now. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for Kathleen's voice to be restored. We pray for her health so she can continue to proclaim the word. And Lord, we're going to pray for everyone out there today who's listening, who is sick, or has a family member who is sick, for your merciful healing upon them. And we ask this, many of us together, coming to you in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
From the Holy Spirit, amen. So praying for people is the first thing we do. The second thing, and all of us have our own unique story of this,
That's
is
right.
to share our testimony. People will say, how come you're happy? Or how come you're not worried about that? Or how come you're looking on the bright side of things? Or how come you're not stressed about the economy? Or whatever it may be. That is the Holy Spirit opening the door to say, you know what? I know how you feel. I felt the same way before. But now that I found Christ and I go to Mass on a regular basis, my life's different. I've got a joy that I didn't have before. I've got help that I didn't have before, or at least I didn't know it, because I've accepted God leading my life. And that's our opportunity to share our testimony, our story of the good things God has done in our lives and in our families and so forth. And each of you out there has your own unique story that only you are in a position to have lived and to share with those around you.
Absolutely. That's out of my own heart. I tell people constantly, share your own story. It's the life he gave you to use as a witness, how you've experienced God's love, his mercy in your life. He doesn't touch one of us for ourselves. He touches each of us for one another.
Yep, and you and I know, Kathleen, from being in evangelization work for years, the bottom line is nobody cares how much you know until they know
how much you care. Absolutely.
So we can share the truth of the Catholic faith, but we must always do so with love. And I'll tell you where I learned that the most. Our other apostolate that's a national and international apostolate is called virtuemedia.org. And there are Sanctity of Life ads that we've run on national TV like MTV and Black Entertainment TV. And in 1 month where we've run those pro-life ads, crisis pregnancy ads and so forth, as many as 23,000 young ladies called in or emailed in for help in 1 month.
Amazing.
And, you know, when you work in the Sanctity of Life arena, protecting babies, helping moms find healing and so forth, you learn very quickly that you're never going to shout somebody into believing. You're never going to convince them with pure facts.
Amen.
You must show love. And that's what Christ did for us first, and he teaches us to use that same example, that same mentoring he's shown us, to love others first.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of having that personal relationship with Jesus, is that you learn to come and know him more fully. You read about everything that he did, how he handled situations, and realizing that you're fed and nourished day in and day out. If you have the availability to go to Mass, you have that. All you have to do is go to him. He is the answer for all of our problems. We're going to take a call. Are you up for that?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. Hello, Dom.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Kathleen, thanks for taking my call. Bob Anderson, I want to commend you for that Catholics from Home website, because I viewed it a few times. And I find it extremely powerful, very informative. And when I watch it, I actually feel proud as being a Catholic. It's so well done.
Yes.
I figured I'd give you a pat on the back.
Well, thank you. You can give all glory to God. It's the Holy Spirit that makes us proud to be Catholic, and it's the Holy Spirit that touches the hearts of those away from the church when we hear, you know, I began to tear up when I saw the commercial and I knew I had to come home. I felt like God was personally calling me. So it's fun to be in the Catholic family, isn't it, Don?
It is, really. And I'd also like to make a suggestion. You know, part of the new evangelization, I could be wrong, but I have a feeling part of the new evangelization is called for by Pope John Paul II, is using the World Wide Web. As we know, the devil uses it for evil.
Right.
But we Catholics should use it for good. Here's an example, and I'm boasting on the Lord, Tom. I was in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life,
right.
And I was kind of disabled, had a problem with my leg. So I gave out in a proper area with authority behind me. I had permission, and I gave out about 300 flyers in regard to a Catholic website, a gentleman I know personally.
Right.
He says when he went to his activity, you know, he has been analyzing whether people are going to, you know, go to your website. He says he realized after I did it, he had a tremendous bump in viewership. And I feel that, you know, a lot of us are just listening and we're not really evangelizing.
That's right.
The face. All we have to do, I'm not boasting, I got several hundred email addresses. And all you have to do is just say something nice about your network or someone else's and just hit the send button, and you're doing a tremendous job to evangelize.
Right.
I'm just wondering how you feel about that.
You're absolutely right, and you're certainly not wrong. That is part of the new evangelization, using the modern means of media and new media to spread the good news, the gospel message of Jesus Christ to a wounded world desperately in need. But you're also kind of confirming what Kathleen talked about earlier, and that is the scriptures for today, where we must go from being hearers of the word to being doers of the word. Mm. And what you're doing is taking an active role, something that any of us can do, and that's forwarding a good email on from a lot of great websites we get on a given day, and spreading that message to somebody else. It may be a Bible verse you get from a source you subscribe to. It may be something that one of the good website sends. It may be a good program that you see on the air tonight on EWTN or somewhere else. And those are all things that any of the listeners out there can do. I'll tell you a nice situation that happened for my parents. At their parish, they give flowers to the couple that's been, is the most newlywed and the couple that has been married the longest. So my parents have been married, I think, 54 years. And they always miss it, usually, because there's somebody with a year or two more. And some parishioners knew that over the years, and it became kind of a running thing where my mom says, doggone it, I thought we'd get it this year. And, you know, just out of fun. They sent my parents a dozen roses and said, Jackie and Byron, we just want to let you know that I know you've been, hoping to be married the longest. We're gonna send you the roses. We love you.
Oh.
Valentine's. And, you know, it's that sort of thing that Don's mentioning. It's reaching out with love to share a website, say a prayer for somebody, help somebody, be Christ in their lives. That's going to change their hearts, and it's going to make our world a better place, and it's going to sow the seeds of Christ around the world.
Amen. Yeah. Well, thank you, Don.
Okay, and also I'd like to encourage listeners who like this program to send some emails out to encourage people that, can't hear it otherwise.
Amen.
Excellent. God bless you, and thank you, Tom.
God bless you, too.
Bye now. Yeah, we think sometimes, I would hope that our listeners can validate this as well. I know myself, when I travel around, whether it's internationally or locally in the United States, one of the things I hear more than anything, well, two things I hear, whether the age, the sex of the person, it's fear is one of the things I hear more than anything. And the other thing is, as people are saying, I'm so concerned about my children.
Right.
they're away from the church. And this is where I say, God has blessed your apostolate so well to be able to come across the airwaves, come across the TV on matters of faith. Giving, you know, a kid might be watching something that maybe isn't so hot on TV,
right,
happens to see that commercial, and God speaks to his heart through
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We hear it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, here's the amazing thing. There's four of us running two international apostolates in a little office in Roswell, Georgia that was donated. Okay, we're nobodies. Literally, four of us doing this worldwide for two different things, Pro-Life, Virtue Media, and Catholics Come Home Evangelization Ads. Shouldn't happen. But the statistics show that 125 million people, according to Nielsen data, have likely seen the Catholics Come Home commercials that aired in Christmas and through the New Year.
Right.
10 times apiece. It's reaching people for about 2.75, so about less than 3 cents a person to reach them 10 times with these powerful messages of Christ and his church and to help bring souls back to church and ultimately help love souls to heaven. It's a no-brainer. It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't be that we were on CBS and NBC. We were in the Today Show. We were on the NBC Nightly News, NCIS, CIS, 60 Minutes, Letterman, all of the major football college bowl games on Dish Network reaching 20 million people. This stuff should have never happened. But praise God, not only were we allowed to be on the air, but the commercials aired. They penetrated those shows that you're talking about, Kathleen. Shows like Say Yes to the Dress,
yeah,
the wedding dress show for women. The Dirtiest Jobs on Discovery Channel. Popular sporting events. NFL playoff games. Sitcoms. The evening news. The Weather Channel. I mean, you name it. It was across the board. 546 national ads. It took us 15 years to save up. We're nobodies. But God provided, he multiplied it, and had a grand slam.
Yes.
And we're getting all kinds of stories back. And if any of you have stories, we encourage you to send them to info@CatholicsComeHome. And tell us, info@CatholicsComeHome.org. Tell us what has happened in your family, what you've seen and heard after the national campaign. We'd love to hear from you. We got some incredible stories, Kathleen, of a woman who was suffered from cancer, lost it all. Her husband ended up leaving her and getting remarried. She lost her, she says to us, I lost my Mercedes, and I ended up losing my arm, my teeth, my hair. She says, I was embarrassed. She said, and the ads kept coming on, and I finally said, okay, Lord, I get it. I'm going to go back to church. And she said, I've never felt so good as coming back home to my Catholic family and coming back to church. I was embarrassed. I was afraid. I was ashamed to come back. And now I feel I'm home in my family again. Mm. And despite the fact I'm embarrassed on the way I look, God loves me the way I am. And, you know, we started just crying when we read that email.
Sure.
And this lady in Texas who's lost everything but regained God. And that's the critical point. No matter where we've been or what we've done or how we've messed up, God wants us back. And we should be not afraid because fear is not from God. Pope John Paul II used to say it over and
That's
over
right.
again. Be not afraid. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel ashamed. It's not that we shouldn't feel it. It's that God has a better way to clean off that. When we come to him in the Sacrament of Reconciliation and get fed with the Eucharist and we pray the Rosary and we stay close to the Sacramental Catholic Church, oh my gosh, our lives become more joy-filled, and our eternity becomes bright. It changes everything, doesn't it, Kathy?
It certainly does, and we become, you know, we at one time in my life, I would look at, maybe as a young woman, I'd look at a priest or a nun, and I had no problem seeing Christ in them,
right.
None. I could look at Mother Teresa and see Christ in her, you know. But to see Christ in myself was the problem. And it wasn't until, you know, through the grace of God, he spoke to my heart in such a gentle, tender way that I knew nobody could ever love me the way he loved me. Nobody could strengthen me the way he could strengthen me. And I think that's the beauty of what Paul says. I am what I am by the grace of God. The greatest evangelist that walked, it was Paul.
Yep.
And
yep.
What does he say? I am what I am by the grace of God. And I think certainly you are certainly a man who knows that truth. radiates out of you, and I just praise God for you. I'd like to have you back on again. I'd like to do some more, some of your more stories about the beautiful letters that you received, and talk about Catholics Come Home. We only have a couple minutes. I was wondering if you could say a prayer.
I'd like that.
Because I close with a prayer.
And I'd ask you, please pray for me, and please pray for the you know, four of us in the office. We have a heavy burden. When we do this, we get attacked a lot, internally and externally. So please keep us in your prayer. Maybe write it down on a piece of paper and pray every day for Kathleen and her radio ministry. Pray for us. Pray for your archbishop, and pray for your priests. Very, very important. So let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, you've called each one of us by name. You've as baptized Catholics or as followers, we are called to be Christ to the world. Lord, we ask you to fill us with your Holy Spirit to help sandpaper those areas in our lives that need to be healed so that we can be more clean witnesses and examples of your love to others. But Lord, we know you use us even damaged, because it's you that's radiating out through these damaged vessels we are. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you for loving us even when we weren't lovable, for coming to us first and never forgetting us even when we weren't paying attention to you. Lord, you're a God of unconditional love, a Father who never abandons us. Please help us to realize that. Open our hearts to understand that truth, and help us to bring others to your truth and your love. Mm-hmm. And we ask this through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, the patron saints, and all the angels and saints in heaven. We ask this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If I've got, if I could take about 20 seconds,
sure.
I prayed one morning. I wake up a lot at 3 in the morning, and God gives me ad ideas or whatever. I said, Lord, you got me speaking to people around the world. You got me doing commercials that, you know, hundreds of millions of people have seen. I take this responsibility very seriously. What do you want me to tell them? And as soon as I said that prayer, Kathleen, and this isn't the way I think. I'm a business guy by background. I felt in my heart, God said, tell them I love them.
Amen.
Tell them I love them. You know, and that's what we need to do. We need to show Christ's love to others. We need to know that God loves us, even when we look in the mirror and we say, oh, I did that sin again, or I got mad in Atlanta traffic, or in Philadelphia traffic, or, you know, I'm not the perfect father, I'm not the perfect husband. God knows that. But we can try a little harder. Focus on him, and through the sacramental graces, we can be what God wants us to be.
Well, Tom, I can only say you've been a wonderful guest, and the psalm said today, what shall I render to the Lord for all his bounty to me? God has given both of us much bounty and all of our listeners. It's a pro-life station, and we have seen the magnificent glory of God manifested time and time again in people's stories that they send in here. You've seen it time and time again through through the link of sending something to info.
Yep.
Catholics Come Home. Give us your exact website before.
Yes, it's Catholics. It's www.catholicscomehome.org. Catholics, plural. Catholicscomehome.org. And I want to give a little shout out to my seminarian friend Jason Buck in the Philadelphia
area. Oh, I know Jason well.
God bless him on his journey to the priesthood.
Yes.
And let's pray for the repose of the soul for our former advisory board member and one of my heroes, Cardinal John Foley, who passed away recently. I had the honor and pleasure of visiting him at his nursing home in the Philadelphia area a couple of months back, and he has been a true witness of Christ.
He has.
When I went to Rome and when I've seen him for years. So
he has indeed. And let's just close with a prayer. Lord God, I want to praise and thank you for Tom Peterson, his wife, and his daughters. I want to praise and thank you, Lord, that you use each and every one of us uniquely to go and tell our stories. So I ask that you would bless Tom, place your words in his mouth, your thoughts in his mind, and your love for your people in his heart. It is the most important message any of us can tell, that God loves us and that he loves each and every one of us, as St. Augustine said, as if there were only one of us to love. So, Father, I ask that you bless Tom. Watch over and protect all of those that are involved, those four that are involved in those little office. Lord Jesus, I ask that you bless their apostolates, and I ask that you watch over and protect them every day of their lives. And may they continue to grow into all that you call every one of them to be. And may they continue to build up the kingdom of God. And for all the lost, may they be a sign showing the way back to you, who are the source and summit of our faith in Holy Eucharist. Mary, Mother of the Church, place your mantle over each of those in this apostolate for your Son's honor and glory. Amen. God bless you, Tom.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And if you're listening out there, this is your invitation.
Amen.
Catholics, come home.
God bless. My brothers and sisters, if you're away from the church, come on home. Remember, we're not complete without you. God bless you.